meeting. Today is February 22nd. We have two business agenda items, and it looks like it's all Laura. Vicky's not the host today. So let's go. The first one is City Council procedures and code update. Laura, take it away.
Thank you. I think I can be pretty brief with both of these things. This item is on tonight's agenda because I wanted for you three to start thinking about these things and what I am working on and will be preparing later. So one change, I had put here I was bringing the legislation back to committee on March 8th, but I realized today I need more vetting time with our city attorney, and so I'd like to bring that back on the 22nd. And so there will be a couple of legislative items for you to consider, and you can look forward to that on the 22nd, and then we'll run it through the council process in April. I just wanted to touch upon a few things today. So what I included in the packet is, especially on page 3, is the current municipal code section that deals with city council procedures. And there's a lot in here that is still good and relevant, but there's a lot in here that's archaic, just old, it's not done anymore, and so we have a conflict because we have a code that says you're doing certain things that you're not, and that's not good. And so what I'm proposing to do, what you'll see in a couple of weeks, is an ordinance that will amend this code chapter to basically remove most of it. There will be some things we'll keep, like meetings are declared open and public, and I want to put a little bit more in about what the city council is and what it does, but this chapter will be pretty small and simple. And then you'll also see a resolution that will adopt a whole new set of procedures that are modern, organized, updated, vetted by our attorney, and reflect some of the things that you as a committee have given me feedback on. So I'm really excited to get that done. It's been on my work plan for a few years, and things kept getting in the way, and I'm glad I have your support to really tackle this. I want to visit something really quickly, which is that Ann McFarland, who is a parliamentarian who has worked a lot with cities, including the city of Tukwila, facilitated one of the council retreats in 2019. And she actually had some specific suggestions for your procedures that I'm looking forward to incorporating. Some of her suggestions were not popular with the council, for example, shortening public comment. I see Councilmember Hogarty is laughing a little bit. You have a pretty generous 5-minute public comment period, for example. Other cities typically do 2 or 3. I haven't seen any indication that you as a council want to shorten that, and that's fine. But let me go through some of Ann McFarland's suggestions. One is to adopt your rules by resolution other than ordinance, which we're doing. It doesn't make any sense to have some of this stuff in your code. That's city law. You know, what your committees are is not city law. So that's why a resolution is more appropriate. Another thing is she suggested, and this is interesting and would be a significant change. She suggested, so right now the city council goes down the dais in order of seniority. She suggested doing it by position number, because when you do it by seniority, you're basically suggesting that more senior members of the council have different rights or should be more respected, but really you're one of 7 and you all have equal standing. And so some cities do everything by position number to kind of eliminate that false sense of, additional authority, if that makes sense. So I don't know if that's something that this council will go for, but it's something that you can talk about. Another thing is, she suggested that you put in a rule about not having a cell phone, or I guess limiting your use of technology when you're on the dais, because everything's a public record, and she takes a very conservative approach. So that's something you can talk about too. Moving back to your packet and the section of the code, page 3. So when you look at section 2.04.060 seating, that's what I was just talking about, because right now it says you'll be seated at your dais according to seniority. So again, that's something that can be looked at later. A lot of these things will retain, One thing I want you to consider is public comment, and if you want to have public comment all in one space on the agenda, because right now you have a public comment period, and then in meetings when you're actually meeting in person, you have public comment allowed after each agenda item. And so many cities have it just all once at the beginning of the agenda. So that's something else that you can address if you're interested in. I'm almost done. Yeah, I think that was really all I wanted to say. Again, I wanted to include this in your packet so you could read through it and really try to get a sense of what we'll be asking you to look at. If you have any questions or if you have any suggestions for areas that you'd like to focus on, I would love to hear it. That will help. And I'll turn it back to Council.
Yeah, thank you, Laurel. I did read it, I know my fellow council members read it, and I learned a lot of new things. So I'll go with Kathy, comments, questions, and then Cynthia, and then I'll ask my questions last.
Okay. I don't have a lot of questions. I have kind of just based on being around for a long time, and I want to address some of the things that you talked about, Laurel. One of them is seating seniority. Now, come on, I'm going to be the next person up on the far right or left, depending on how you look at it. But that's fine. What I am interested in is something that we've talked about in previous retreats, and that is where we start with the comments, because the way that it is now, it's the most senior, as we all know, which when you very first get on the council is sort of a relief, right? Because you're not put on the spot right at the beginning. So in some way that's good, but then after a while you might want to talk first. We can just talk about that. I think it's good to bring that out and be aware that you are bringing this back to us, Laurel, right? So the three of us will be the first to vet it. And I love the fact that we've got the two newest people on this committee so that we can get some fresh input. And I'll get you some other, and that doesn't mean we need to change it, but another thing that I think we should think about is the 5-minute comment limit. Not that it's bad, but when we have had a packed full room full of people and there's like 30 speakers, that's over 2.5 hours of testimony and then we don't get to business, and then there's a lot of fatigue towards the end of the meeting. So if we want to think about this, and we can have this discussion later, we can keep it at 5 minutes, but I think we need to have the will as the council to be able to bring that down to 2 minutes if we've got a lot of people speaking, because it really gets fatiguing otherwise. It messes up your council meeting. So, and it's not about letting people talk. It's about we're there to make decisions, and we can always take written comments or whatever else. So it's about making good decisions at the very end. So, and we can have that discussion. I've lived with 5 minutes for years. I'm thinking about when the times come up that maybe we can do whatever. I'm open to a lot of different things, including moving the speakers all to the front or keeping it at the comment level. The only thing about having a comment after each item is that sometimes the chair or the president will forget, and then that comment gets mixed. You might have seen that. So there's pluses and minuses for those things. The cell phone on the DS, that's going to be an interesting conversation for us to have, or like what is allowed and what isn't. Is a cell phone allowed? What if your kids, what if something happens? That will be a good conversation. And again, I'm open to a lot of different things there. Definitely adopting the rules by resolution. I think you can see just from this that you don't want to have these like baked into the TMC, because then we'd have to be changing the TMC all the time when we want to make a change. So we can refer to it by a resolution. What else did you call? I think those were the only things that I wrote down. I'm looking forward to it. And then it's pretty straightforward what things would stay in, such as meetings declared open, how you do a public meeting. I think those are probably state law anyway, so can't really do much about that. I would say one would not really want to do much with that. So we could look at speaking procedures too, and all sorts of different things we can take a look at when the time comes. So, or we may want to change them, or we may not, or we might change them and then the council of the whole will change it right back again. Who knows? So those are my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Cynthia?
I'm open to the, so I'll go through some of the things Laurel talked about. I'm interested in this position order versus seniority. I'll admit, like Kathy said, it was really great to have more senior people go ahead of me, especially at for a lot of things that whole first year, because it you guys have so much more experience than I do, and being able to hear that and then get to me. And I just thought that it was helpful. But at the same time, you know, I'm interested in the discussion with the rest of the council about how they feel about changing it up like that, because I do want to get away from like the sense of hierarchy or, you know, that kind of mentality. But I thought you guys, we all did a good job, especially during the budget, when we were talking about budget, because I know Verna switched it up and started different ways just to get different viewpoints, you know, starting at least senior to most. It sometimes shifts the way we come into the conversation, basically. And maybe it's just something that we do in practice and we don't necessarily have to like put it in writing. So I'm interested in that discussion with the rest of the council, and I'm interested in Zach's thoughts. I don't think we should ban cell phone use on the dais. We're so techie these days. Like, I have my Apple Watch. Like, I don't think we should create rules around not allowing like cell phones or technology to be up there. I think there's just a general understanding that you're not on your phone during a meeting. One question I have about like resolution versus doing these things, what do you put in a resolution versus what do you put in an ordinance? Because I think, you know, there is a reason why certain of these things are included in the ordinance. It seems, and maybe Laurel, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like if it's in the ordinance, it's more accessible to the public versus resolutions. Like, is it easier to find? And in that case, like, I would want very bare minimum in ordinance. And I think for me, at least for me, what was important was knowing what the role of a city council member in Tukwila is. And so I like your idea about including just like a really small snapshot, because I remember the meeting that I had with you when I first started. You were like, you can read this, but it doesn't really describe like what you're supposed to do. And I was like, you're like, I'm going to get to it. So if there was like something that was helpful for new council members or people who want to be on city council to look to just say like, this is the role of a city council member in Tukwila, and it could be very simple, you know, broad, simple and to the point, doesn't have to be overly descriptive, but captures the essence of what we do as council members, and maybe touches on the difference in roles between city council and mayor in our city. I think that would be really helpful. And then public comment, I like Kathy's thoughts around, saying public comment will be 5 minutes, but reserving the opportunity for the council or whoever's in whoever's in charge of the meeting to limit public comment in the interest of time. Because, I agree, we don't want to sit there in public comment forever. And I think that's it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was rising my desk. Under this fan. Thank you. I'll comment a few things. One of the things that I wanted to start with is there's somewhere that I was looking at it right now, and I couldn't find where it was, but it says our council meeting, we can go until 11 p.m. I want to take a look at that. One of the things I'm thinking about is 9 p.m. We shouldn't be meeting more than 2 hours or whatever. So I wanted to tell you where that is, but I know I read it. It's somewhere there. The other thing is under 2.04.110, which is miscellaneous agenda procedures. It talks about the one item I'm interested in is the approval of the vouchers. I want to revisit and kind of look at that. You know, what is the best way to review it? I'm not saying we should get rid of it. What are the alternative ways we can approve vouchers, which are under one of the things that we do, and I'm very supportive of that. But I want to study that a bit more. Section 2.0.180, which is there was an item that I read which says there's 25K. That three council members is a bid or a negotiation that they could, you know, move that forward and it doesn't need to come to a council. I want to get more clarification. I haven't seen that since I was here. This is my fourth year. Maybe I have, but I don't recall. That's something I'm interested in to study a bit more. Public comment, totally in line with we need to read the room, and if there is a lot of people, we should have the right to say 2 minutes instead of the 5 minutes. But if we are, if I am saying we should not go beyond 9 p.m., I also want to say we should keep it under 2 minutes on public comment. So I'm open to the idea, but I would like us to affirm it and say 2 minutes for public comment. But one of the things I have seen while I was on the council when it comes to public comment are there is an agenda item that's buried all the way down and someone wants to comment on that. They have to sit and wait. And sometimes other council members have to intervene and said, you know what, so-and-so called me and they're interested in that particular item, council president, can we move that item because we don't want this person sitting an hour until we get to that item. We've done that, but sometimes, you know, it could be seven of us doesn't really know. And this person is following what they're told, wait for that item, then speak. So I would want everybody to speak and for us to take a note. It's up to the individual if they want to wait until they hear from us. So that's an issue that I'm really, really strong about. So we should look at that. The other thing that my fellow council members talked about was speaking. When a council member are speaking and taking turns, we usually start with the senior. And I didn't see that. Maybe I misread it. I didn't see anything that explicitly indicates that we speak by seniority. So but we've done it. I also have seen when we switched it up, Cynthia talked about that. So we need to have, it's always good to have a format so you know when you're coming in next meeting, where is it going to begin? And I think that is something a good council president could really work that out with, hey, I'm going to start with you, like that. And that should be embedded in the council president's processes and how to do that. Use of cell phone, I don't think we should really not have, I think we should have a cell phone, but you can't be very distracted when you're doing your business. As someone who have younger kids, I'm always, wanting to know if my family's all right, especially with, twins and more than two kids at home. So, it's very important to know that everybody is safe. And so as long as you're not distracted, I think we should have that technology around. Resolution, I think, really makes sense. I remember I got a huge binders when I started. So just even going to having some, and I had to talk to other council members to get me up to speed and talk to Laura sometimes about where is that at. And so it's not really, it's not conducive for a new council member. I think, more senior council members are a lot more knowledgeable and tend to kind of, I hate to use this word, but weaponize sometimes to in areas that they know more about you and you learned. And one of the things I like to do is just, share the information that I know, so we're all in an equal footing as we're making decisions. One of the things I joke about sometimes, and I'm not funny, is we should do a small video of what a council member duties are like for City of Tukwila. That's one thing I'm going to bring it up at a community hall when we discuss this. Very less than what, 2 minutes or 1 minute video or something like that. That's just to engage in the community so we can put on the website, whoever wants to run, they can look it up and whatnot. I think one of the things, I would like to see this resolution is to, having electronic documents for council members for the streamlined process. Not all of us want the hard copy. I think, I don't want to make the case now, but that is a recommended, we have a variety of ways on how we get information, and then I would like this document to reflect that in the times that we're in. Also with, the accessibility, what we're doing here, the hybrid kind of mode, not all the time, we don't need to meet, some sort of an emphasis around, we have standing committees now, but we need to figure out what is the agile way of meeting and being a environmental friendly also. I think that's all I had. And yes, I'm totally in favor of resolution as you suggested. And yes, I think that's about it.
Well, thank you. The comments and questions from the three of you are really helpful to me. And when I come back on this topic next time, I'll be sure to address the specific things less more. Thanks.
Absolutely. I think that's all we had. Is there any miscellaneous items?
There's a second agenda item.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going fast tonight. Yes, so the second agenda item is the resolution amending the public safety bond financial oversight committee charter. Laura?
Thank you. When your chair of the Public Safety Bond Financial Oversight Committee presented a report to the council in December, he said, shared that the committee wanted to recommend a charter amendment that would clarify the duration of the committee, because before it said, the committee shall exist for the economic life of the bond. And that is tricky. It could be interpreted in a few ways, and so they wanted to clarify that. At the same time, that committee is tasked with reviewing the bond proceeds expenditures. And because your projects are nearing full completion, the expenditures of the public bond are almost done. So we expect that this committee will terminate this year. Their work is done. They did a great job, and we really appreciate their volunteering. But this is a housekeeping measure that would amend their charter to make that clear. And then when the time comes, the council could officially disband this committee. And I'm not exactly sure of the mechanism needed for that, but I'll figure it out by then. Quick note, we are planning to have them meet on March 2nd, and they'll be able to review all of the expenditures that they to date, which typically is about a month lag. I'm working with Vicki's team on that. And then we'll have them meet again in the second quarter to see what's left and to see if it's time to complete or if there's anything left. I know that they're willing to meet as long as needed through this year or into the next, but my understanding from the finance department is that the expenditures should be coming to a close pretty soon. And Vicki, if I've mischaracterized anything, please jump in. But I'm asking you to just approve this resolution to make that change. I want to draw your attention really quickly to page 14. There were a couple of other minor amendments to change the tense from future tense to past tense, because this charter was originally written before the ballot measure had even been passed. So just minor housekeeping. Thanks.
Yep. Any comments, questions, Cynthia, then Kathy?
No, this all sounds fine. I remember us addressing this back in December, and it all looks fine.
Thank you. Kathy?
Yeah, I support the changes. Good. Thank you.
10-year housekeeping items. Thank you.
Council members, I just want to just double check that the consent agenda would be okay for this item.
Yeah, I see a head nod, so that's a 3-0.
Thanks.
Just checking back, that was the last item. It is.
Yep.
Is there any miscellaneous? Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
I like this committee. It's really fast.
Zach leads committee.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just got like 200.